For WKMS News, I'm Matt Markgraf. The National Weather Service in Paducah says it's likely going to be sunny and hot in the region on August 21st, the day a total solar eclipse crosses the U.S. and will be at the point of greatest eclipse in the region. Meteorologist Rick Shanklin said statistically about 15 to 25% of August 21st days have had some rain, but primarily not until late afternoon and evening hours. He says there have been cloudy and cooler days, but those have been the exception.
Most years it is sunny or mostly sunny, especially through the middle part of the day when the eclipse would occur. We typically have cloud development through the early and mid-afternoon.
Shanklin says it's too soon to know for sure and that the accuracy goes up within 4 to 7 days in advance. He says closer to the event, the National Weather Service will have a better idea of what the weather pattern will look like. He says it's also a pretty sure bet that the eclipse will occur during the hottest time of day. It reaches far west Kentucky after 1 p.m., and while the sun will appear covered by the moon for 2 minutes and 40 seconds, highs are expected to reach 90 degrees.
Because of the time of the eclipse, we will have, you know, the maximum heat of the day right during the total eclipse time, or very close to it. So that definitely is our greatest or most likely concern weather-wise is the heat and the humidity.
Shanklin says this is a point of concern given the number of people coming to the region who might not have experience in the heat. The National Weather Service will be staffing normal operations in the Paducah office and will be on-site at 3 locations along the path of totality, Southern Illinois, Eddyville, and near Hopkinsville. There will also be staffing in the Frankfort office. The Weather Service will conduct detailed analysis of weather in those areas.
Obviously, you have that many people outside. We're going to have to really look at any, if we have thunderstorms moving into the area, you know, even a 30-mile-an-hour wind, 30 or 40-mile-an-hour gust, heavy rain that may not cause, normally be an issue, could be an issue in areas where you have large crowds camping near streams, usually a favorite spot.
Shanklin says his office will work to give extra advance lead time if any evacuations need to be made anywhere along the path and is working with emergency management and public service agencies. For WKMS News, I'm Matt Markgraf.